This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanew. It's been 3 years since City Museum creator Bob Cassily died in a bulldozer accident at the outdoor playland he was developing in North City called Cementland. But the Cassily tradition lives on in myriad ways, including the lives of his two oldest children. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler catches up with Daisy and Max Cassily, who remember their dad as a loving but complicated man.
28-year-old Max Cassily has held several jobs at the Downtown City Museum since his teen years. Along the way, he's worked his way up, to the museum's rooftop.
Would you guys like some nachos?
And a Corona, please.
And a Corona. Would you like a lime with it?
Sure.
It's $4. Thank you.
Max manages the Rooftop Cafe, a small area near the big slide, beneath the Ferris wheel, and catty-cornered from the school bus that dangles off one edge. He makes sure there are enough hot dogs and taco ingredients on hand and that the pico de gallo is fresh every day. You'll find his 25-year-old sister Daisy 11 floors below.
This is our shop. We have a small little steel shop that we work in. It's got everything from welders, plasma cutters, chop saws, forges.
Daisy's part of the fabled Cassily crew, an exclusive group who once worked for and with Bob. Smoothing down the railings for a bridge between two new castles in the parking lot, Daisy is literally building on her father's dream. But the ownership of the City Museum is less secure. Bob died without a will, and the case is still in probate, leaving Cementland a neglected eyesore. Heirs include Max and Daisy, Bob's third wife Giovanna, two more children, and a business partner, making the process as Byzantine as the museum itself.
What floor are we on?
Third floor.
Third.
Inside Bob's noisy playground for adults and children, Daisy and Max look for a quiet place where we can talk. We settle on the same room where they once did homework, one of their many memories of growing up with their dad at the City Museum.
He'd always let me have my birthday party sleepovers here. I have great memories of him. All right, kids, you're going to eat your cake with no fork. And he would tie our hands behind our back and we had to eat cake with faces. Or he would go buy a bunch of silly string or be a silly string party.
Max also has fond memories of his dad letting them skate and ride bikes on empty floors. But as he grew up, his relationship with Bob became more complex.
We were on the outs a lot.
They weren't speaking just a few weeks before Bob died. Then Max was shot in his South City apartment and hospitalized in critical condition.
And we realized that we were both kind of stupid and that none of it really mattered and that life was short. And we had a couple, 50 conversations about, you know, what we were going to do with the future. And then I got out of the hospital and 2 weeks later he passed away in the bulldozer accident. And that was surreal.
Max says it was bittersweet as he and Daisy reflect on the man they once called Daddy. Was he a good father? Like most parents, he was both good and not so good. More like a prism than a single point on a line. But his children are forever marked by this man who taught them to take risks, something that's captured in words on Daisy's right arm.
My tattoo says, to live a creative life, you must lose the fear of being wrong. I believe that that's probably a lot of things that he lived by.
Max sums it up this way. My dad was just a guy who had an idea and got away with it. A lot of people couldn't have pulled it off. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.